Yet another story today about Wall Street insiders possibly benefiting at the expense of stockholders. The Wall Street Journal reports that the chairman of the nation's largest financial services company, Citigroup, is being investigated by the New York Attorney General's office. According to the paper, Citigroup's chief executive, Sanford Weil, is being scrutinized for possibly pressuring analyst Jack Grubman to boost his recommendation of AT&T so that Solomon Smith Barney, a unit of Citigroup, would get a lucrative deal to underwrite a new stock offering from AT&T. Charles Gasparino wrote the story for the Wall Street Journal, and he joins us now. Mr. Gasparino, walk us through how Weil, the chief executive, is supposed to have pressured Mr. Grubman, the analyst, in this case.
Right. Just a little background first. AT&T in late 99 is looking to do a tracking stock, essentially spin off a new wireless division. It needs to finance that. It plans to sell $10.6 billion of stock to do that. And that's a huge deal for Wall Street. I mean, Wall Street makes a lot of money off of deals like these. At the same time, Jack Grubman, the king of all researchers, is negative on AT&T. It's kind of the oddest thing. He's positive on so many companies, but he's had this long-standing bearish call on AT&T. I think he had what's neutral, which in Wall Street parlance is like, don't buy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then all of a sudden he turns. He changes it to a buy. He issues a fairly lengthy report. He details his theory on why he changes, but he changes nonetheless. That caused a lot of people to say, why did he change? At the time, the Wall Street Journal delved into this, and what they found was very interesting. Before Grubman changed, essentially, Sandy Weil said something to him. We're not exactly sure what, but he clearly nudged him to take another look at AT&T.
And Sandy Weil is his boss, basically.
Sandy Weil is the head of Citigroup. At the same time, Michael Armstrong, the head of AT&T, was essentially asking Sandy to try to get Grubman to be more positive on the stock. Now, here's another fact you should know. Sandy Weil sits on AT&T's board. Armstrong sits on Sandy's board.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what kind of led to this. And now in the context of Spitzer's investigation, he delved into it and tried to find out, okay, is there some smoke here?
And Spitzer is the New York Attorney General.
He's the New York Attorney General who's doing probably the most aggressive probe of analyst conflicts ever.
And after Grubman changes his recommendation of AT&T to a buy, Solomon Smith Barney, the unit of Citigroup, gets a contract to underwrite this new stock offering from AT&T.
That's absolutely correct. They were one of three major underwriters to help sell the deal to investors, earning a huge fee. And what we understand, I think it's a record fee of $45 million, essentially for a couple days' work of selling this thing. And let me just say this. As far as I'm concerned, you're innocent until proven guilty. But when ratings mysteriously change around, you know, a deal like this, you know, I think everybody has a right to say, you know, what's up.
Well, let's just say if Weil says at some point to Grubman, AT&T's changing, why don't you take a fresh look at this? Give him a chance. I mean, is that a crime?
You know, I have to know more about it. I don't know. You know, did he get pressure from the investment bankers to change it? Was he getting pressure from the company? And was, you know, Sandy Weil's words the last straw?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to really put it in context. We don't know. It may be nothing. I think the proof is in the pudding, though. I mean, AT&T stock hasn't done very well. And by the way, Jack Grubman, a couple months after the deal, downgraded AT&T.
Hmm.
So, you wonder, you know, why all that occurred. So, I mean, I think it's appropriate to be asking these questions right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't have a smoking gun, and I don't know if Elliot Spitzer has a smoking gun. But, you know, we'll soon find out what Elliot Spitzer has, because I believe he's going to do a report on this whole matter. By the end of September, something will have come out, and, we'll get the skinny.
Thanks very much.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Wall Street Journal reporter Charles Gasparino.